Hi, everyone. Before we get started today and share with you this episode, we wanted to let you know that it is one episode in a series on why different people need counseling.
So we'll be talking about why counselors need counseling. We'll talk about pastors, ministry leaders. We'll talk about men and women and children. And we'll have guests on each episode that will help us to think through those specific populations, why they might really benefit from the counseling process. So we hope you listen to all of the episodes in the series, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
This is Counsel for Life, a podcast engaging conversations about mental health and the Christian life with licensed biblical counselors Beth Broom and Eliza Huey.
Welcome back to Counsel for Life. My name is Beth.
And I'm Eliza.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us as we are in the middle of a series on why particular populations would benefit from the counseling process, a healing journey. And so today we are very excited to have a special guest on with us, Shannon McCoy. And Shannon is a biblical counselor who's certified with the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. That's ACBC in the alphabet soup of letters that we use when referring to counseling. She also has a Master of Arts degree in biblical counseling from the Master's University. She has authored a book called Help, I'm a Slave to Food. And she's also a contributing author to a book called Women Counseling Women. She's a speaker, she's an author, she's a counselor. So vast experience and wisdom to be able to bring to us today. And we are so, so grateful, Shannon, to have you on our podcast. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth and Eliza. So good to see you guys.
And I say morning because it's early for you, right?
It is 7:35 a.m.
Yeah, West Coast, man.
Yep.
San Diego. Different world out there. So Shannon.
I was just saying, but it's not sunshiny today. Oh. It's rain. It's misty, which is unusual.
Well, so, okay. It's keeping us from being jealous. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Shannon, would you just share just a little bit more about yourself, maybe more personally for our listeners?
Yeah. So all of the things that you said, and I grew up in South Carolina, all of my family's there. I only came out to California to go to the master's college to get the master's in biblical counseling. And we just landed here and built a life here. Mm. I'm working full time as a cytotechnologist. I screen your pap smears. That's what I do. I look for cancer cells and STDs and stuff in laboratories. I work for this big corporation, LabCorp. Probably heard about them during COVID.
Yep.
We do COVID testing here. So that's my day job. And then at my church, I do counsel. I counsel at my church. I am director of biblical counseling there, and we have cases coming through. And I don't know if you guys know, but I'm also a counselor at Fieldstone Counseling with Jonathan Holmes.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We're so excited about that. We love Fieldstone.
Oh, I love it. I love it because he is a pastor and a counselor, and he really cares for his counselors there. Matter of fact, there I had to cut away from what they were doing there remotely to meet with you guys because they're always just feeding their counselors and encouraging them and educating them. Well, just wonderful. Well,
we love Jonathan Holmes. That's who we're talking about. He does a great job of caring for his counselors. We definitely know that. So yes, shout out to Fieldstone.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention that I have a 23-year-old daughter. She graduated from the University of San Diego last year, and she's working as a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, at Rady's Children's Hospital. So she's pretty busy.
Proud mama, sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, yes.
That's great. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day. We know that you're in the middle of a very busy schedule and it's early in the morning for you. So thank you so much for joining us. And as you know, we're as we mentioned, we're in a series. And as Beth and I thought about this series, we definitely thought of different categories of people that we wanted to address and why they might benefit from counseling. And women was just an obvious one, kind of an expected one that we would address, because in this field of biblical counseling, like, and even just secular counseling, I think is also true, is that women are often the ones who are coming in for care before men. And so we can almost think, well, why do we need to have a podcast on this? because women are the ones who tend to make that first call or take the initiative to get into counseling. But I think in many ways, there are a lot of women who aren't in that place where they feel confident or feel like counseling maybe is something they could benefit from. So I'd love for you just to address, when you think of women, what might you say to encourage women as far as if they're kind of teetering on that? It's, I know what I hear oftentimes is this even bad enough? You know, yeah. Is this, you know, and just help them understand what mm-hmm. might, how they might benefit from counseling.
Well, just to look at the nature of women, we are communicators. We are nurturers. We are connectors. We are networkers. I mean, just like how you guys got started on this podcast, God has just given us that desire to connect, right? To care. That has to come out some kind of way. Mm. So just in our spaces, in our, you know, Christian community group or work, we do connect with other women, and we know we all have problems, issues, just the dailiness of raising kids or being in marriages and in-laws and family issues, financial issues. It's just so much. It's life. I mean, going through COVID, you know, so we have desires to want to be, you know, to get answers, to get wisdom about these things. And sometimes our friends are just too busy, or maybe they're not the right person to talk to. Mm-hmm. And there are times when you need to reach out, maybe on those deeper issues, to reach out. I mean, not even on the deeper issues, because right. I believe in mentors. I believe in coaches. Mm-hmm. Anything we want to do and learn from and grow in, we need mm-hmm. somebody to help us. Yeah. So I think it's a healthy thing to reach out to a counselor just to say, let me check in. And this was bothering me. And I just want to get your opinion, just get someone's opinion about yeah. what's going on in your life. So all of that, I think, is necessary for a woman.
Yeah, that's so good, because I think sometimes we can lose sight of the fact that we are like, we are completely engrossed in our situation. Like all of the details are up close and personal to us. And so just having that perspective, I know for myself, you know, whether it's a good friend or like, I love what you said, a mentor, a coach, doesn't have to be a formal setting in a counseling room. I know we talked a little bit offline. Each one of us have benefited as women from counseling. And what I would say is, you know, there's a real sense where that what I shared earlier is like, is it bad enough? Like, that doesn't even have to be the category. I think, you know, just hearing what you said is so important. Like, you can benefit from just having another person kind of speak into this and walk with you. And isn't that really what the Bible really tells us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the Bible, I wanted to read this verse.
Yeah.
And it is Proverbs 11, verse 14. It says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." And that doesn't mean you have multiple counselors at once, right. but just throughout your life, you know, but throughout your life, you're going to have that flow of people speaking into your life, getting perspective. Yeah. So even, you know, the Bible tells us there's wisdom. And if you do not get the counsel or get that wisdom, you're not going to know what to do in certain situations, and you're going to sometimes make things worse than you have to.
Yeah.
So it's just wise. It's just wise to get that counsel.
Mm. I love that it uses the word safety, mm-hmm. because this idea of it's like a shield around you to have
exactly.
these counselors that are providing you with wisdom and prayer and things like that. So
yes,
that's awesome.
That's a benefit right there. You know, just having that with the script, that promise from the scripture, really that talks about what that, and really, I think that reminds us that we are a body. We are not
yes.
individuals. We are a body, and we need one another. And so many ways, I hope ladies who are listening, like, you will benefit. We can attest to the fact that you will benefit from counseling. So I kind of want to just shift, though, because somebody might be listening and being like, okay, yeah, I get it. I would benefit from just having somebody speak into my life, or even just me process, talk through what's going on. I love, love, love. It's my favorite quote ever by Dawson Trotman. He's the founder of the Navigators. I'm sure I've probably quoted it before on some podcast, if not this one somewhere else. But he says thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through the lips or pencil tips. And it's this idea of we have tangled up thoughts in our heads. And as we speak through the lips, they untangle, or pencil tips as we journal, you know. So in a way, it's just a way of processing. And we get things tangled up in our head. And sometimes just talking through it with a person who's willing to listen and care and love and pray and bring truth to it is so helpful. So my question then for you is, if we're all like, yes, 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 and hopefully everybody listening is feeling like, okay, I need to find myself a counselor, I need to talk with a good trusted friend or mentor, what are some reasons that women might not go? Or what are some, maybe some barriers that women face when it comes to actually getting help?
Yeah, I was just thinking about just to connect with what you just said and using the word process. That used to be a bad word for me. It's like, oh no, not the P word. Because I was like, who wants to sit there and process everything? I just want to get to the point. I was always like that when I started college. I just wanted to get to the end. Mm-hmm. Or when I'm doing something else, let's just get to, you know, it's like, no, what I've learned through counseling is that God is in the process. You want to find God, that's exactly where he is. So that's a reason to overcome that. I don't want to dig up everything. I don't want to stir up everything. I'm afraid of what might come up. But you have to realize that that's where God is. He doesn't want you to stay stuck. Sometimes we're stuck in our emotions. And we need help to process that out so that we can be set free. Mm-hmm. But so that could be an obstacle, that fear of discovering something that you don't want to discover. It's like, don't be afraid of that. God wants to set you free, and a counselor who is loving and caring, they can help you. You know, that's a soft space and a safe space for you to just work through those issues, work through those emotions. Another block or hindrance is pride. Sometimes, you know, if we're on the perfectionist spectrum, you know, we just think that I can work this out. I can figure this out. I'm a fixer. I know how to do this. I know how to do this. It's like, what is the problem? And you can't figure it out. So it's the pride that we can have. And also it's embarrassing to admit that you have problems, especially, you know, if you're in a church community. You don't want anyone to know that you're having problems when that's actually the very place where you should feel safe, right? Talk about the body of Christ. There's many avenues where you can, you know, share your personal issues, not just with the biblical counselor or counselor, but, you know, people in your community group should be that too. So don't be embarrassed, because every single person at your church, every single person has issues, have problems. Because we live in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. If they say they don't have problems, then they're lying. And that's a problem.
I almost wonder too, like, is a barrier, or is there a hindrance or a difficulty in even knowing where to start? And I wonder if you could even speak into that. Like, how does a woman, if they're thinking, okay, yeah, I can see where I've been prideful, or I can see where I just have been putting this off for whatever reason, I want to take that step. Like, what would you tell a person who is like, I think I want to do, where do they even start?
Yeah. One thing, when you're in the midst of something, you began to say where, I don't even know where to start or who. So it could be legitimately a lack of access, you know, to a counselor. Sometimes people's churches don't provide counselors, and you may not know of any, you know, because you're just like, there's so many counselors out there. You know, do I want a Christian counselor? It's like, where do I start? And people have heard so many different things about counseling and they're scared. But I would say, talk to a friend. That's one thing. Talk to a friend and ask, you know, do you know anyone that I can speak to? Or you can, as you are listening to podcasts, which I listen to a lot of stuff, listen to a lot of talks and stuff. And like this podcast, it's like, well, maybe I can email one of them and see if they can, you know, point me. So you have to ask.
Right.
You have to take the initiative. Mm-hmm. And seek that out. So what I, in some of the speaking that I do, and they hear that I'm a counselor, I get like an email and they're saying, well, you know, the Lord has been getting my attention about this for so long. And the fact that I was there speaking, she finally reached out.
Yeah.
But she had to take the initiative. I didn't know she was there and needed help. So she had to do it.
So a willingness to kind of take that initiative. And one thing I would even add is, you know, yeah, sometimes your church might not have the resources. Not every church is blessed to have somebody like you, Shannon, on who is providing biblical care, but your pastors might know. They might be,
exactly.
You know, start with your pastor or a trusted woman in your church who's maybe in ministry and ask them. And not that this is, I don't want this, we didn't plan for this to be a plug for Fieldstone, but Fieldstone Counseling has, you're with them and they have great resources for virtual counseling as well.
Yes.
You know, and there's others as well, different associations that you can go to, as Beth mentioned, the alphabet soup of biblical counseling, ACBC, ABC, CCEF, the BCC, all of those alphabets are resources that you can go on their website and oftentimes they will have a find a counselor search bar, which is a great place to start as well. But I would say start small with people who you know.
And honestly, this was not the design, but you know, if you're a pastor or a minister in a church listening to this and you don't have connections in your community with good, solid biblical counselors, put some work into that. It's worth it. So, and you don't have to do it yourself. If you're the pastor of a small church, you can task somebody with taking counselors in your community out to lunch and hearing about their philosophy of ministry and the ways they do counseling and whether they have openings and who do they specialize in seeing. And then creating a list is really helpful. I mean, that's something that's the most often document that I give out to members of our church, honestly, as the care minister.
Yeah.
It is that list of counselors of like, here's who people I know. And they may not be a good fit for you, but they're at least people that I know. Because it's scary, right? To like call a random person on your insurance, you know, and just start. But if you can have connections through your pastor or your church or whatever, it could be a really, really helpful thing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the insurance situation, because financial could be, finances could be a hardship and an obstacle, right, to getting that. So I want to give you a reference where like pastors can go, a listener can go, biblicalcounselingcoalition.org. Biblicalcounselingcoalition.org was set up to connect all the different types of biblical counselors, Christian counselors, and it's just a hub. I think the CCEF, all the alphabet people, I mean, their links are on there and they're different. You can search in the search bar, different topics. You can look for counselors. So there's just a hub where you can just start. It's like, where do I start? Start there.
Yes. Mm. Excellent.
That's good. That's great. Any other barriers that you have thought of, Shannon, anything else that, or any encouragement that you might give to somebody who's again, kind of teetering and thinking about it, but not sure?
Well, COVID, I'm so great. Well, one good thing that came out of COVID was the that barrier of doing virtual counseling. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, no, I want to do eyeball to eyeball in person, which is great. That is the best thing. But if you don't have that access immediately, don't give up, because there are a lot of people who do virtual counseling now.
Yeah.
Remote counseling.
I think all of us probably have done that. I know we've talked offline before about the most curious places we've seen people in counseling, and I've had some very interesting ones. I've seen lots of different rooms in a person's house. I've been in people's closets where they're doing counseling in their closet. And one benefit to that can help, which often ends up speaking to the barrier, is you don't have to have childcare. You can put your child down for a nap if you have children at home, or you can take a break during your workday, step out into your car. I've definitely counseled people in their car before. And
I'm being interviewed from the car today.
Exactly. If this provides this opportunity. So COVID has broken down some of those barriers that I think would have taken years for us to get to the point where we were actually embracing that. So,
I just want to motivate people, because it becomes a bigger issue than just yourself. If you are calling yourself a Christian, then you are, I love Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is, I can't quote it, but that verse tells me that my life does not belong to me. It belongs to God. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 is the one that says, do all, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So there's a bigger purpose of why we're here and what our lives represent and meaning with all that stuff. And the Bible also says, let's see, I think it says, Proverbs 4:7 says, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Another version says, get understanding. Mm. Because knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are the three, if you want to think of steps, the steps that we use in the process of working through our issues, because knowledge is basically facts. Like, what's the reality? You have to name the reality and get out of the delusion of whatever it is. So it's factual information. Wisdom is the ability, learning how to apply that knowledge to a situation. Understanding is the ability to perceive the intended meaning behind it. So we don't usually do this necessarily step by step. It's just, it all goes together. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. And that's what counseling can help you to do. Get knowledge of your situation, identify what's going on, and let someone speak wisdom into that. It's like, how does the Bible, you know, tell me how to live this out? And then your understanding is like, oh, okay, now I get it. I know this is why. So, yeah.
So good. That's so helpful. And hopefully, yes, motivating for people of this is what it means to walk out our Christian life. Sanctification, as we grow in the Lord, we are seeking to gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And the, I love in Philippians 1, Paul's prayer is that the wisdom and the knowledge and the discernment that people can receive are straight from the Lord. And it enlivens our everyday being, right? And all the ways in which the fruit of the Spirit comes out in our lives. So thank you so much for that wisdom and encouragement. It is motivating for, I hope, for our listeners, certainly for me. And just real quickly, Shannon, I would love to just give a little plug for your book. And so if you will give us just a short summary of the book itself, because we're going to put that information in the show notes for our listeners.
Yes, it's called Help, I'm a Slave to Food. And this is part of the booklet series, a lot of the Help booklet series has a lot of different issues. So mine happened to be overeating. And basically, it is based on that 1 Corinthians 10:31 book, where it talks about whatever you do, whether you eat, whether you drink, do all to the glory of God. And we think about, how do you do that? Because eating is so festive, it's everywhere. You have those darn potlucks, with all that, we do it at church, we have it at work. And we know a lot of us have overeating issues, weight issues, so many issues. And now we can add autoimmune issues that's related to gluten. Mm. I have that personal story myself. So this booklet came out of my thesis at the Master's College, and it was condensed into this booklet. So it's just to help you to basically knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the information and how to practically overcome that.
Wonderful. Well, I love that series. So helpful. And I think the booklet kind of thing, part of the reason that's taken off is because you really do get in bite-sized chunks, you get a lot of meat, right?
Yes.
Forgive the food reference. But you're getting a lot of good wisdom and information, but it's not taking you 2 weeks to read it. You're able to sit down and actually have it right there with you. I know we use the booklets in our church setting too, just even as we're meeting with people, we can say, here you go. And we're giving away copies of various topics for people to be able to have ongoing conversations about. So thank you for that. Thank you for that hard work. Thank you for all of the good work that you are doing in these many, many areas of ministry and life. And we and our listeners are so blessed to be able to have you here and your wisdom and your encouragement to us. So thank you so much for that. Anything else you want to share? Just anything from life for our listeners today as we close out?
Let's see. Anything from life? I can't think of anything other than just having fun with my daughter. She's an adult. And I would just say, as they get older, cherish them. Mm-hmm. Life is so short. A lot of things are happening in social media. So just stay prayerful for your family members. And as they just venture out into the world. So,
yeah, you have quite the mama heart. We appreciate that. Awesome. Especially, I'm sure the other women who are moms are agreeing with you in that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you again, Shannon, for being with us. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Please share this podcast with others. We hope you are encouraged towards receiving help and being able to process the things that you're going through in your life. And we hope you'll join us again next week for another episode of Counsel for Life.
Thanks for listening to Counsel for Life with Beth Broom and Eliza Huey. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. And for more information, visit CounselForLifePodcast.com.